website. Skin to skin, bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the third edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. But it isn't just the third edition, it's the third edition point two. 3.2. Not quite sure why I was making that confusing, but I'm kind of doing a 3.1, 3.2, kind of splitting it out that way because I think it makes more sense to group it that way for me because I'm doing a couple things that I'm covering that are now, I guess, a couple weeks old, or maybe by the time you're listening to this, I'm covering things that are 1,000 weeks old. Or you're never listening to this, so I'm covering things that are never weeks old because you never listen to it. Like a tree falling in the woods doesn't make a sound. All right, well, now I'm all over the place. But yeah, like I said, I'm going to tack this on to the last pod I did because I'm covering some Warrior games. Let's go. NBA season's back. Gotta love it. NBA season. And I'm going to be talking about the Dubs opening game and, you know, a little bit about what they did in the offseason or did not do, rather. Spoiler alert. And also, after they've played 6 games already, which is crazy. Where does the time go? Some people live through their kids. I live vicariously through sports seasons, apparently. But yeah, when I recorded this a week ago, the thing you're about to see, the clip, you're listening to this on a pod. When I recorded this a week ago, I thought I was going to combine it with some NFL, MLB, and instead I called an audible. Hut, hut! I checked the line. I went to the line, the scrimmage. And I said, 52 is the mic. And I said, how about just one single pod? That was my audible. How about just one single pod of NBA? Don't mix and match. This isn't trail mix, right? Oh, and massive correction. When I made a Simpsons reference later on, I meant Bart's red hat in the load of laundry. His hat. His fucking lucky hat. It wasn't his shirt. God. Call myself a Simpsons fan. I almost re-recorded this whole thing. Please, save us, philosopher.
Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
Let's switch over to some basketball. Oof. It's back, baby. Let's go. Basketball is back. If you're someone who has a team in football whose team sucks or who's riddled with injuries, hand raised, you're just ready for some basketball. Like, let's go. New fresh season. And before we get into the first game of the season, I am a Golden State Warrior fan, and I watched the first game, Warriors Trailblazers. Before I get to my notes on that, I just want to talk about the Warriors non-trade of Markkanen and how I kind of think that was a mistake, but I hope I'm proven wrong, and I'd love to be wrong on this, but I just feel like we should have gone after Markkanen, and we did, but I mean, we should have given them what they were asking, because apparently the asking price was too large, and we kind of tapped out. But here is the asking price. Apparently, we were going to give them up. We were going to give up multiple first round picks, some second round picks, and Moses Moody. Now, I am more than fine with that because Markkanen is like an all-star scoring forward. He's exactly what we need. He can rebound, he can score, second scorer with Curry, the whole thing. And apparently the Jazz also wanted Brandon Podziemski, the pod. And I just would have done it. I would have been like, yeah, all right. That's fine. Neither one of these guys, we plan on being a starter. So let's get a guy who would definitely be a starter. And yes, you're leveraging the future a little bit by trading some of the youth and the first round picks. But that's the whole point, is that you're maximizing Curry's last, whatever, 2-3 years, however many years he plays here. You're just maximizing the chance to win with that. I just would have done it. It's just me. I would have done it. I would have been fine. If they would have been like, all right, throw in Kuminga too. Now it's like, okay, you want Moody, Pod, and Kuminga, and first round picks. That might have been too much. That probably would have been too much, but Pod, Moody, and first round picks, I think I would have done it. So again, mistake, but hope I'm proven wrong. And the youth did look really good in the preseason. And man, did they carry that over to the first game. But getting ahead of myself. So the Warriors, their starting lineup for the first game was Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Green, and TJD. And honestly, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, I love having Trace Jackson Davis. So fun to say that name. TJD, him and Green on the court at the same time. I was calling for this last year, right? Last year, I wanted them to do this. TJD is really good for someone who's only played 1 year of professional basketball. And then him and Green on the court at the same time. You actually get length. Keep your mind out of the gutter. Then you have Wiggins out there. Two-way Wiggs as a shooting guard. I mean, he was normally our small forward, and now he's there as a shooting guard. I mean, that's crazy. And then you have Kuminga, who isn't a short guy. I mean, everyone on the court is 6'7 and above. Everyone has height on this team. It's crazy. Oh, and speaking of height, apparently TJD grew an inch over the summer. Now, again, keep your mind out of the gutter. He's listed at 6'9. Supposedly now he is 6'10. So when everyone in the lineup is 6'7 and above, and then you have Curry, who I feel like plays beyond his position, like in a lot of ways, like he just demands a lot of attention, obviously, when he doesn't even have the ball, and the team is like, let's have three people looking at him. Let's have the whole team looking at him the whole time. And then, yeah, he's actually a pretty decent rebounder for his size. So that's a pretty tall team. The other thing going for the Warriors, they have apparently seven players from the 2022 championship team. So that's pretty impressive. The main issue with the lineup, you could say, looking at it from afar or going into this season, is where does the scoring come from outside of Curry? And so basically Wiggins has to play like he did in 2022, which I think he can, because that wasn't that long ago. That was, let me do some hard math, 2 years ago? Like, come on, he could totally do it. The other one is Kuminga, though. Kuminga has to step up, and he didn't really have a great game one, but yeah, if those two step up, if Wiggins is Maple Jordan. That's right, Maple Jordan. He was on the 2022 team. That's right. So going back to this Trailblazer game, first game of the year. So not a great start for the Dubs. When the first field goal of the season comes at almost the 6-minute mark, it's usually not a great sign. halfway through the first quarter, and they go 0-for-8 from three. Not fantastic. I was already writing, thank God it's an 82-game season. It's not even the end of the first half of the first game. And I'm like, no reason to panic. Everyone panic! The first three wasn't until 2 minutes left of the first quarter. They were 0-for-10. Not ideal. But hey, only one way to go, baby. And that's up. Thank you, Buddy Hield. Hitting the three. Oh, and by the way, when the Dubs finally hit their first three, after going 0-for-10, it tied the game 18-18. Crazy. 1:40 left in the first quarter. 18 all. This is going to be a different year. All defense. Let's go! Pistons did it. It's not Simpsons did it. It's Pistons did it. It's truth. At this point, I'm just like, let's just win every game 61-55. Let's make it Big Sky College basketball game scores. Why not? I take that every time. A dub is a dub. Pass that shit. And then Kevon Looney coming off the bench is a perfect fit. It's perfect. Fits perfectly. Because the guy is all hustle. He's diving on the floor. He's getting jump balls. Apparently he lost some weight, which is kind of crazy for a big man. Guess he didn't get the memo. But Looney being the big man off the bench, I think is going to work long term. Because he was the starting center on that 22 team. So, I think it might work. So then I'm wondering, did the Blazers draft an actual Neanderthal? Like, what is that guy? Did they brought this guy into the game. And I'm like, is that even legal? Like, is there a height limit in basketball? Can you be too tall? He looks like he's the son of a Titan. I mean, did Thanos leave us a parting gift? It's a big boy. That's all I'm saying. Right. Later on in the game, Draymond had the classic tee where it was not really a foul, but because he's Draymond, right, gets no benefit. So it's like toward the end of the first half after Buddy Hield, who I'll get to, by the way, but wow, Buddy Hield. He makes a layup on a fast break, hustles back, knocks the ball away from a Blazer driving, and Draymond kind of dives for the ball, and it doesn't look like it's a foul, but Green, again, gets no credit because he's Green, and as he's diving for the ball, gets called for a foul because they never give him the benefit of the doubt because they see him as a villain. They just do, which I think is unfair, but I get it. He's kicked people in the balls. Fool me once. Shame on you. Kick me in the balls twice. You're dead to me. You know what I mean? So I get it. But then in classic Draymond fashion, he keeps talking and talking and talking. And finally the refs just tee him up. And now the rest of the fucking game, he can't say anything. At least he can't say anything for like the third time. The thrice time. So, Buddy Hield. Man. Apparently over the first 8 seasons of a career, Hield has more threes than Curry or Thompson. They showed that stat during the game. That's crazy. That's a crazy stat. So we got a number 3 splash, bro. I mean, he scored 22 points in 14 minutes tonight. five of seven from free. He was 5 of 7 from free. I count numbers. So Buddy Hield needs a nickname, a splash name, I think, right? We got to work on that because we had Pool and all the nicknames, the stupid nicknames with that, you know, Pool Boy. So is it Buddy Field Goal? Buddy Yield? Isn't he Yields Threes? Yield is to produce or provide. I'm going textbook definition, a natural or industrial product. The land yields grapes and tobaccos and three-pointers. It kind of works, right? Okay, it has to be a Splash Bro reference, right? Okay, I got it. I got it. The Not Trash Bros. They're calling them the Splash Buddies now, and it's like, all right. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but we'll go with it for now. So the Warriors actually playing defense this year is scary because they can shoot the three if they need to. I know they didn't show it early in the game, but they can. Because they have a lot of career three-point shooters. And if they are hustling and playing defense against the Trailblazers in October. All right, I am in for this season. At one point, I think the Warriors were almost up by 30. It actually felt like they were almost up by 30 for like the entire second half. They go on a 27-8 run in the third. I don't even think Curry played in the first, or I can't even talk. I don't even think Curry played in the fourth or Green, which is scary for the league. If those two are resting games in the fourth, and that's what they did in their championship years. So they would get a big lead, and then they would actually rest the starters in the fourth. Less Curry and Green minutes equals better Warriors in April and beyond. 2-5-finity and beyond. Quest for 5, baby. Let's go! It's poor Peter Schrager. He's still making fun of him. Dubs end up having the largest margin of victory in a season opener in franchise history. Let's go. 139-104. And for those of you terrible at math, that's a 35-point victory. So, looks like a carryover from the preseason, which is nice. And if they keep this up against the Jazz, which, you know, could be an interesting game because of the non-Markkanen trade, which I talked about earlier. So Dubs better win that game to make the front office look wicked smart. Wicked smart. Because I think that was a mistake. But again, I digest. If they win against the Jazz, then it's a nice early test. Then they get to play the Clippers at home. And again, ironically, they had a failed trade with the Clippers trying to get Paul George. I know he's not a Clipper now. PG-13 doesn't play for him, but he was a Clipper last year. And I think the Dubs were trying to trade for him or trying to get him in the offseason. So it would have been a really interesting game if they did get Paul George, but they didn't. But it's just, yeah. Some of these offseason non-signings, like with the Dubs and the Giants, you know, talking about it, it's a little raw. Like sushi. Which isn't always raw. Okay, I think I just want sushi now. So let's just dive in here. So, gonna be breaking down the Golden State Warriors at Utah Jazz. The helpless Jazz right now. As of recording this, I don't think they've won a game. So, spoiler alert for a game that I'm about to break down that was about a week ago. Also, I'm trying out this new blur effect, seeing if it's working. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. One of my buddies said that he does not want to see my room, and so I'm taking that comment to heart. So there you go. Don't need to see my hanging jeans anymore or my random crap on the walls. So moving on. Golden State, Utah. So starting five for the Warriors was Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Green, and TJD. And that seems to be their early starting five when everyone's healthy, when Curry's healthy, which I'll get to. And so in this game, the Dubs started slow, much like they did in their opening game. And so once again, Kerr makes some subs, and then Buddy Hield comes in, and him and Curry are hitting threes. It's almost like they're feeding off each other, you know? Like, anything you can do, I could do better. I'll try not to sing as much, but I can't promise that. I really can't. So even though the Dubs, early on, they couldn't hit a duck, if the duck was the size of a moon, because of their defense, the game was 21-all with 3 minutes left in the first. And what was nice was that, is Curry getting calls this year? You know, I mean, everyone was getting calls this game, so I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I think it was just the refs were just calling everything this game. But, oh man, as a Warrior fan, I just hope one day Curry gets calls. He's only won multiple MVPs. Finals MVP, 4 rings. All right, made my point. In this game, Looney hits a jumper, and it's like, wait, Looney's hitting jumpers now? That's a thing? Like, I'm such a Looney fan, man. Like, he does all the little things, he hustles, he has no problem coming off the bench. You could say I'm Looney for Kevon Looney. Dad joke for the win! So Dubs go on a little run to end the first. And so it's like, you know, they go on this run by the bench, which is, by the way, their secret weapon this year. Pajemski, Looney, who I talked about, Moody, who the Warriors just signed to an extension, Kyle, Mr. Anderson. And now we have GP2 back for a full season. And oh yeah, Buddy Hield, who seems to be, like, honestly, probably should be a starter the way he scores. But I think Kerr kind of likes giving him the full Ginobili treatment. So I have no problem with it. And offenses for the other team seem to attack Buddy Hield on defense. So maybe it's a good thing he's not out there for starter minutes or, you know, out there with the starters, even though he basically gets starter minutes. And then in this game, they actually showed a stat where the longest tenured players in the NBA with only one team, Steph Curry Green with 16 and 13 years, respectively, and then Giannis with 12. I can't believe it's been 12 years with Giannis. That's crazy. Embiid has 11. And then Kevon Looney with 10. Let's go! Bringing it back. Dubs won this game easily. Golden State 127, Utah 86. I mean, they led from the tip. And so, yeah, not much to break down. So let's move on to New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans of Nollins coming in to play Golden State. This game was played back on October 29th. They played a little back-to-back, and I get why the NBA does it. They play back-to-backs, same team, just knock out those home games whenever you play them, minimize the travel. They have to do back-to-backs anyway. I know the players don't like back-to-backs, and honestly, they probably should eliminate like 10 games to, you know, like make it so they don't have to do back-to-backs, but they're not going to do that. Because of money. So, first back-to-back game, this is when Curry was out with his ankle injury. So there's no Curry for this one. It looked like he avoided a serious ankle injury, but those damn fucking ankles, man, almost ruined his career. Like, it almost ruined Jim Carrey's career with the Cable Man, you know, when Homer was just losing it. Stupid script. Almost ruined Jim Carrey's career. I thought it was all right. I didn't mind it. Anyway, imagine a world where Curry gets hurt with his ankle injuries early on, and we never even see Curry because he rolled his damn ankles too many times. What a horrible existence that would be. I mean, imagine living in that world. I bet all they eat in that world is burnt lemon skins. That's how bizarro that place is. No thank you to that uni. No thank you. So Dub's starting lineup for this one. Pod Buddy, actually how I just said, shouldn't be, not a starter, it shouldn't be. It's just I like him coming off the bench. But Pod, Buddy, Moody, Green, and TJD. And I love the Green TJD front court. Oh, man. So nice. So nice. Things I don't like. The Dubs uniforms this game. I mean, man, why can't they just wear normal jerseys? Every night has to be a new marketing night. A new marketing jersey night. Throwback Oaktown jersey night. Oh, Chinese heritage night. We need our own jersey and we need to exploit Chinese heritage. I mean, now apparently the Dubs PR person was like, we need a new jersey look. So, you know, like the Bulls or the Pistons white uniforms? Yeah, let's just do those. Easy money. Get out of here, guys. Come on. If you want my $150 for a new jersey, at least make it creative. Like, I'm watching this game, I'm waiting for Michael Jordan to run out the tunnel for the Warriors. Except Jordan wouldn't be caught dead in these fugly looking things. Like, they don't even look red, they look magenta. Like, Bart Simpson left his red shirt in the load of whites. Can you say that? In 2024? You know what I mean. Second Simpsons reference. Look at me go. Just can't help myself. So Dubs, again, the theme looked off early. And the media, always have to get everyone. They're all going to blame Curry not being there. I blame these stupid jerseys. And although it was hard to watch the Dubs without Curry, at least in the first quarter, no one really knew who was the guy. I thought it was going to be Wiggins going into this game, but sometimes he like disappears like a deadbeat dad. And at one point, it looked like the Dubs were going to get blown out. But thanks to their defense, sprinkled in with some waters. See what I did there? Lindy Waters, that is. And GP2. Oh, it's so nice he's back. It's so nice. And they end up catching up before half. Looked like they were going to get blown out, caught up. And it's just so nice to have Gary Payton the second back. So much fun. He's like our Patrick Beverly or our Dylan Brooks, except he isn't actually hated. He's like a reverse politician. So then the Dubs started heating up from three, heating up like our planet. Dubs hitting threes in the third, cemented by the new Splash Buddy. I think that's just his name now, who shot the lights out in the second half. But this was the Waters welcome to the NBA game. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, come on. 3 of 7 on threes. Even added a steal and a block. He just looks natural out there. Like he knows what he's doing. so refreshing for a, you know, a young player actually knows what he's doing. Oh, and he was plus 26. So not bad, kid. Not bad for a plus minus. So Dubs end up winning the game 124, New Orleans 106. And it's nice to see youth and buddies step up without the future Hall of Famer. Plus, they were down by 20. They won by 18. Nearly a 40-point swing. That is crazy. But, you know, scoring 77 points and a half, that'll do that. All right, then moving on to the game I just watched. Golden State, I know I missed some games here. Again, they had the back-to-back with the Pelicans, and then they played the Clippers. That was the game I think Curry got hurt. I think that's why I don't want to talk about it. It's just like, I saw him roll his ankle, and I'm like, not again. Not again. I had flashbacks to his early years going, oh, no. Not again. I was shuddering. I was, you know, in my shower, just in the fetal position. Not again. Let's move on. Again, to the game I just saw, Golden State at Houston. And the Dubs have had a nice start to this season. But they did this last year, right? They did this last year too, and then they fell off the map. So I'm like a little cautious because I saw this last year, but this year feels different. I think it's because the bench is much deeper, much, much deeper. That's what she said. And they're winning games without Curry, which they wouldn't do last year, I felt like. And also, Buddy Hield is what Clay was in his prime. So now you have that number two option now, in case Kuminga doesn't end up scoring, like, you know, I think we need Kuminga to score like around 18 to 20 a game. If he's averaging around that, danger zone. Watch out for the danger zone. All right, so Dub's starting lineup in this game. Pod, Moody, Wiggins, who is back. Good to see him back. Green and TJD. And the Warriors from three-point land, they started hotter than Death Valley. And if you don't know, now you know. And TJD was active in this game. He was about as active as a dog in heat. He was running, hustling everywhere. I mean, him starting with Green just changes everything. And how I'm going to do my, I do this better when I've had a few beers, but I'm going to do my best Stephen A. Smith impersonation here. The boys in blue rebound and play defense in the National Basketball Association. The Dubs were up almost. I can't do it. I can't do it for a whole, it's a whole thing. You got to be, anyway, you got to be into it. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be feeling it. The Dubs are up by almost 30 in the first half, thanks to Buddy and JK. No, not just kidding. Jonathan Kuminga, who was no joke this game, with 23 points, 6 rebounds on 7 of 12 from the floor. From the flow. From the flow. I can't do it. I gotta be feeling it. I'm not feeling it right now. I don't know if it's too late or just, I gotta be doing it for a while too. I feel like I gotta be warm up. I can't just stop and go. What am I, your monkey people? God. Going back to the game, when Dubs are hitting threes and they're playing defense like they did years ago, like when they're winning championships, maybe Dunleavy knew something. He knew that depth is better than having an elite three. Because you know what? I'm kind of tired of hearing about the elite three. You don't have to have an elite three. You really don't. You can just be elite head to feet. I had to do it. Had to do it. After having a 31-point lead in the first half, Dubs in the second half started missing trays and started missing frees. They weren't actually missing Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California, who played Mr. Freeze, the villain, in a Batman biopic about a billionaire playboy vigilante. No, they were missing free throws, missing threes and freeze. That's what I call them, freeze. And the Dubs' 31-point lead drops down to 8 to start the fourth. And after the pod turnover, it was really highlighting how the Warriors were missing a point guard this game, with both Curry and Melton being out. Even Buddy threw it away. Buddy! Ah. And the Dubs' lead fell to 3. You can just feel it slipping away. By the way, when they went to commercial break, if I have to see that Smalls commercial one more time, the one with the cat food, even his breath smells better. I bet that isn't even his cat. I bet he doesn't even own a cat. I bet he hates cats. Not like in that Netflix show, like Don't Fuck With Cats. Like, it's not like that level. Like, don't go that far, people. But he probably prefers not just dogs. He probably prefers iguanas. Maybe a salamander over cats. This guy. Some actor in a cat commercial talking about cat breath. Get out of here, bruv. Back to the Dubs. Ends up being a tie game. 5 minutes left after a 31-point lead. Ugh. The Houston went on a 24-8 run in the fourth. But then, the hero emerges. Pajemski. He started converting some drives. But wait, there's more. With one drive. I don't know why I'm doing this voice. Again, I can't do these voices for a long time. One Pajemski drive, he had a nice little pump fake where he gets a double dose of that pimpin'. Two defenders to bite. And then gets the just easy little jumper, you know. And then with the Dubs only up by 4, less than a minute left, Pod has the ball, gets switched off of Fred VanVleet, the guy you want to attack, and instead he is guarded by Jabari Smith on the switch. 6'11 Jabari. And Pond dribbles into the lane and then shoots a turnaround Darth Vader! Clutch. It's my best Darth Vader. Then he starts talking smack to the Houston crowd. What few were there. It was so great. And I'm laughing. And then Green throws the ball away with 15 seconds left. And then Green fouls out of the game. Gives up the free points. Ties the game with 8 seconds left. Goes to overtime. And I'm just going, hey. I've seen this move before. Well, the Dubs defense steps up like a set of stairs. Am I right? Dubs only give up 2 points in 5 minutes. And Kuminga scores 3 buckets in overtime. And Dubs get the dub. And the Warriors are about to play some... It's nice they got that victory because they're about to play some tough games in a week. Because they're going to play at Boston, at Cleveland, and at OKC in 4 days. So I want to see them play a couple of the top, you know, 5-6 teams in the NBA. It's going to be nice. And hopefully Curry will come back by the end of that. And we can see what this team can do early on. And if they win, I'm going to brag so much. I'm going to go, let's go! Oh man, if they beat Boston with or without Curry, I'm just going to be talking so much smack to no one. I'll be like, yeah, this is my smack I'm going to talk to the 0 Boston fans I know. Yeah, we look pretty good. Yeah, that's me talking smack. I don't really talk smack. I don't like talking smack at like an arena because you don't know how drunk someone is and how like serious they're going to take that shit. Some people, this is life or death. For me, this is just death. uh, So, yeah. And if they lose these next tough road games, I'm just going to go, it's November. What are you going to do? Well, the Warriors continue the winning streak over Houston. Now they've won 14 consecutive games. 14. That is crazy. And this was a crazy game. After almost blowing the game with a 31-point lead, they almost blew it again when Green had the turnover and the overtime. They almost blew it twice. Like a wife on a weekend. Fortunately, the Dubs pull it out, unlike the poor aforementioned Sap with his seven kids, and Dubs get a win. Yes, double meaning. All right, I got to talk about, because coming up pretty soon here, this little mid-season tournament they're going to have, this little group stage, and they have knockouts, and I hate this dumb mid-season tournament. It's so stupid. Here, real quick, pop quiz. If you're listening to this, this is the two people. Who won the mid-season tournament last year? Right. I had to look it up. It was the Lakers. The Lakers. The who care curse. Okay, that was a stretch. I mean, just like this tournament, right? That was a stretch. I mean, how are we supposed to drum up any excitement for this tournament? I just don't care. I just don't. And after the Lakers won the cup last year, they went 17-19 right after. It's like clearly it didn't do anything momentum wise. And they ended up falling to the eighth seed in the West, played the Nuggets in the first round, and the Nuggets won the series 4-1. And the Lakers fired their entire coaching staff, including head coach Green Eggs and Ham, which I'm sure didn't really bother anybody, including the Laker fans. I'm just saying, this cup, I don't know if winning a cup in December is going to mean anything to anyone in June. Unless it's the World Cup, right? Because, you know, you don't play for 4 years, right? And you guys get it. You get where I'm going. Who cares about the NBA midseason cup? Come on. Give it. Or maybe you do care. Maybe you do. I just don't. So if you care about the in-season tourney, good for you. I just don't give a shit. So good, you know, luck to whoever ends up winning. Watch, this will be so funny in hindsight if the Warriors end up winning and I'm just like losing my mind. Like there's just a, you know, a clip of me just like dancing in my living room, just like acting like we won the whole thing. Oh, how I flip so quick. To err is to human. To be erratic is to be fanatic. And with that,
given everything you put on the list,
ended on a good note, philosopher.
Put me in a twist. When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe.